that's the case about Paul, how does he talk about himself? Does he have a sense that existentially Jesus' promise is coming true in his life and what Peter said about him is true? And he does indeed. He's conscious not only of inspiration, he's conscious of amazing authority. If Paul did not have a humble assessment of himself as a Jesus-fulfilling, inspired apostle, he would be one of the most arrogant men imaginable because of what he says about himself. So here's two passages. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart them," we impart this, "in words taught not by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual." That's about as clear a statement of inspiration from an apostle as you're going to get. We are not speaking, we are not even using words that are taught by human wisdom. And he was a very wise man. He's claiming that when he teaches the church in his letters, he is speaking words just like Jesus prophesied, that are taught by the Holy Spirit. Which is why he says things atrociously like this to the Corinthians in chapter 14, verses 37 and 38. "If anyone thinks that he's a prophet or spiritual, he should acknowledge that the things I am writing to you are a command of the Lord. If anyone does not recognize this, he is not recognized." In other words, he spoke with absolute authority in the church. Nobody could come alongside Paul. "I'm a spiritual too. I'm a prophet too." And Paul would say, "If you're a prophet, you'll agree with me. I won't talk like that. I hope." But Paul did, and it wasn't arrogance. It was love for the church. If he didn't hold fast to what God was doing in his life and speak the word of God that God was speaking in his life as the inspired apostle and the foundation of the church, he would not have been a faithful, loving, humble servant of Jesus Christ and his church.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. For the complete message and many other free resources, please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.